Now, let's recall some of the good participatory practices for site selection, protocol development, and informed consent. Read the case study that follows and then answer the three questions related to the hypothetical scenario. HIV prevention researchers are currently considering whether a strategy called passive immunization is effective in preventing HIV infection. Passive immunization refers to a process when antibodies or immune molecules that protect against a specific pathogen are transferred or introduced to a person's body around the expected time of exposure to the pathogen. Passive immunity is often seen as the opposite of active immunity, the typical process where the body actively produces its own antibodies to fight a pathogen. The theory behind passive immunization is that if antibodies are present in a person's body at the immediate time of exposure, the individual can avoid infection from the pathogen. Passive immunization has been used for the prevention and treatment of many diseases such as hepatitis B. With this in mind, go through the next few pages to practice applying what you know about stakeholder engagement in site selection, informed consent, and protocol development.